prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday. We've got a fast-moving show during the first hour. We're going to cover two topics. During the second hour, we're going to cover two topics. First, we're going to be joined today by Caroline Pierce to talk about better body workouts for women. Then, we're going to be joined by Dr. Oliver Gilley to talk about the Lancet recently came out against vitamin D, dismissing it, saying that low levels of vitamin D were corollary, not causative, to disease, and he wrote a position paper that was also published in the Lancet. We're going to talk about that later. Then we're going to be joined by Leslie Reichert to first talk about there's something in your home right now that causes two children every hour to be potentially poisoned and calls into poison control. We're going to reveal that, and then we're going to talk about choosing the right cookware to make sure that when you're cooking, you're not poisoning yourself and your family. But let's get started right away with Caroline Pierce. How you doing, Caroline?
Hi, I'm great, thank you. Great to be joining you here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. First of all, you're quite a celebrity over in the UK, I've come to find out, sort of a celebrity trait. Why don't you tell my audience a little bit about yourself before we talk about your new book, Better Body Workouts for Women?
Okay, absolutely. I'm a former international track and field athlete. So I competed in the heptathlon, which, for those people that don't know, is the seven disciplines, the hurdles, high jump, shot put, 200 meters, long jump, javelin, and 800 meters. Wow. And then I transferred onto ice to be a member of the British bobsled team. So I was a brake woman at the World Championships 2005 in bobsleigh.
Wow.
So a little bit of a change there. Yeah. And I've worked a lot in the fitness and health industry. My sports science degree and exercise physiology degree have stood me in good stead there. And I've since gone on to work as a fitness host, writing my book, my fitness DVDs, and as a sports host as well, where I cover the UFC, athletics, football, or should I say soccer, amongst other sports. So a mixture of fitness, sport, and television.
And even strongman competitions. You've been involved in some strongman competitions where you've been a celebrity
I've
there as well.
Yeah, I've the World's Strongest Man series.
Yeah, very cool. So you really are very, very involved in physical culture in a variety of different aspects. And so I want to ask you your opinion of the importance of resistance-type exercises for women, because I think that we've been talking a lot about this on this show for a very, very long time, and the majority of mainstream fitness enthusiasts seem to almost cause women to shy away from the resistance type stuff and make them focus on aerobic type stuff. What's your opinion of that type of approach for women?
Yeah, I mean, I've come across a lot of women within the industry and over the years who are scared. They're fearful of doing resistance or weight training for the fear that they will bulk up and become overly muscly. And the first thing I sort of try and say to these women is it takes dedicated work, diet, protocol in order to develop large muscles. It's not going to happen by just lifting a few weights or doing some resistance training. So it's just trying to get the fear away that, you know, you're going to suddenly become big and muscular from doing resistance training. But it's something I very much promote within women. I think it's an essential, if not more important, aspect than the cardiovascular exercise itself. If you want to shape up, you want to improve your bone density, and you want better health. So it's something I try and promote a lot. And I work with a company called PowerPlate, which is vibration training.
I love PowerPlate.
Oh my fantastic.
God. We did a show with a scientist from the UK back in 2007 or 2008. Was the first show we did about PowerPlate. And was the show that looked at squat. Contractile muscle force in the squat while on a power plate, but also therapeutic effects. I use a power plate for my calves because I have some problems with my calves. I lay down on the floor and I let that sucker rub my, vibrate my calves. And I got to tell you, I've reversed a lot of the problems. I'm a big believer in power plate. Yeah.
Power plate's been a huge part of my life as well, because when I originally got injured and had to end my athletic career, I used power plate to rehab, do my rehabilitation and get me back to training. Not at the level of an elite athlete, because I have damage to my knee, but it enabled me to continue to train and work out very hard. But Powerplate's a way that we can get a lot of women strength training without feeling the fear of lifting weights, because essentially you're using vibration or acceleration instead of weights for a similar effect, like muscle adaptation and strength effect. So it's been a really effective way that I've been able to get more women doing, you know, the equivalent of getting the effects from resistance-based training by using vibration. So huge fan of that. But everything within my book and what I propose to clients and through my DVDs is circuit-based training, weights at the level that the person is, you know, able to lift at their level, and depending on the number of repetitions, in order to develop strength, because we need to strengthen around our joints, we need to strengthen our back, and everything requires lifting some weights or using acceleration of some kind.
And this is especially
a lot of my time trying to tell women not to worry about it.
This is especially important as women get older, and I know my audience is going, oh God, he's going to say it again, but some things can't be said often enough to drum into women's minds the importance of resistance training and strength. Women outlive men by 7 to 10 years, but they end up in an institution for those last 7 to 10 years because they lose the ability to be ambulatory, because they lose lower body strength and dexterity. They fall a couple times, and the kids go, Mom, you can't live it alone. You got to go into an institution. So if women want to remain independent and autonomous, they must get away from their fear of strength training and embrace it.
Yeah, and this is what I always say to people as well. It takes a certain amount of compressive and tensile loading on the bone in order for it to break down or deform and reform again and become stronger. So that's not going to be achieved through cardiovascular or aerobic exercise. You need to lift weights. You need to do resistance training or acceleration training using vibration to create enough tensile loading on the bone to cause the breakdown and reformation of the bone. Same with the muscles as well, to cause significant muscle breakdown to cause the repair and rebuilding that require, you know, that then leads to us becoming stronger and our bone density improving. So that's just a good example of how we have to achieve a threshold within our training, and quite often with a lot of aerobic exercise, people aren't reaching that threshold and getting the benefits that you need for that longevity and conditioning for the bones. And like you say, then you have falls, and you end up, you know, my grandmother's in this situation at the moment. She's just fallen, broken her hip and her wrist, and she's stuck in bed.
Right.
And yeah, it's a lack of strength, a lack of strength. And so it's so important not to wait till that point, till you're older, but just to condition your body ahead of time.
What makes your book different? I'm going to mention something when we come out of the break. What makes your book different? Why should women look for this book as opposed to all these other books that are out there today?
Yeah, because I'm speaking to women at a level that's not dumbing it down. We're putting it out there and giving real advice to women who want to take their training and their body to the next level. So it's not the same lines and the same things you get in fitness magazines day in, day out. We've looked at taking the approach. We're both athletes, myself and my co-host, and my co-author, sorry, Dean Hodgkin. We're both former international athletes. We've been in the fitness industry sort of 25, 30 years between us. And we're giving real advice to women as to how to train, how to work out. And the way we've done it is in quite a magazine-style way, in the way it's set out and it's written. So it's almost like your one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and mind, you know, the mind, the mental side of it, needs. So rather than having to wait each month for your favorite fitness magazine or whatever, it's all there in one place. And it's a book you can dip in and out of, dip into different sections, keep revisiting. And it works very logically through every phase, from the goal setting at the beginning, the motivation, getting your mindset right, monitoring your current fitness levels, monitoring them and showing you how to test all different elements of fitness, dealing with real specific issues for women, from training with, you know, during menstruation, training specific body parts that we as women may have difficulties with. We tap into the mindset of a woman when it comes to weight training, as we just discussed just now, and the mentality behind training. We look at prenatal and postnatal training, and then just address all the different elements of exercise.
Wow, the book really
training,
covers
agility,
a lot of ground.
Things.
It really covers a lot of ground. That's amazing. I mean, it's really a lot.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now with Caroline Pierce. The book is called Better Body Workouts for Women. It's available at superhumanradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ready, let's roll.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Take it back.
Welcome back. We're talking to Caroline Pierce about her new book, Better Body Workouts for Women. I'm going to let you give your website, Caroline. You can tell why you want to give it instead of me giving it and making a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is www.carolinepierce.co.uk. And I corrected you from putting .com because CarolinePierce.com, I think, is like a porn star or a glamour model or something.
Yeah, I verified
so
that.
CarolinePierce.co.uk.
But she's also spelling her name differently. Your last name is spelled P-E-A-R-C-E, and she spells it Pierce like the piercing body part, Pierce. So there you go. Anyway, but the book is called Better Body Workouts for Women. And I have to say something. That calling this a book for women may be pigeonholing it, and I'll tell you why. After years of training, I've come to realize that women are much more sensible about the way they train than men are. men in the effort to lift heavier and heavier weight, men will abandon form and put themselves under great strain and stress that actually is counterproductive to the goal of being healthier as a result of your training. Okay. I think that women tend to train more sensibly, and their types of workouts tend to yield a better accumulation of overall health. What do you think about that?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting way to look at it. But by the same token, I sometimes feel a lot of women need pushing a little bit more and to be encouraged to take the intensity up. I think it's sort of finding a middle ground between what you say most men will tend to do in terms of losing form and pushing themselves too hard, maybe, and women just sometimes needing that nudge to say, it's actually okay to push your body to the limit and it's not going to do any harm, you know, to test yourself and put yourself into a territory where maybe you've previously been a little bit uncomfortable. But one thing we really talk about in the book is about personalizing your program. And understanding that no two bodies are the same and no two people react exactly the same way to different protocols and different ways of training. So we do a lot of, or we give a lot of ways of assessing. We look at different training for different body types, and all sorts of things. But you're right, the book is dedicated or directed at women, but the advice and the training programs and the sample workouts and the training logs that you can fill in and the assessments you can do, they're just as, you know, just as good for men to use as well. There's no reason why they couldn't. It's just that sort of some of the personalized segments to do with pregnancy, to do with menopause, to do with all those things are more geared towards women. But all the factors within it would help both men and women.
And now you just raised an interesting topic that enough personal trainers don't pay attention to. But when you're working with women who are of an age where they are either starting mm-hmm. to go through menopause or have gone through menopause, there is a complete range of dynamics that need to be taken into account, whether that woman is hormonally optimized mm-hmm. through HRT, whether she is not, is she sleeping well? I mean, what we've, you know, estrogen had been demonized for years until we just figured out that it's estrogen that helps you become leaner. This notion that estrogen makes you fatter is incorrect. And so when women start going through menopause, they immediately start putting on fat just because the estrogen is dropping and the body is upregulating an enzyme called aromatase, which is stored in fat cells to try to solve its problem.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And these things need to be, you know, we're not the same. Men and women are not the same. So there needs to be individual differences with regard to training. But also, I think what comes with age also links to other things we cover, which is osteoporosis, which is different injuries that you can be susceptible to. Especially with women's body shape being different, the sort of Q angle from the hip to the knee, et cetera, that's different, which can lend itself to different knee injuries or other injuries. So it's just about it's about understanding your body, your goal, the level that you're starting at, and taking a staged approach to get to your goal. But the key thing as well that we try and point out in the book is to have a goal. You know, you have to have something to work towards, then you can break it down and follow the steps to get there. So it's really addressing everything from the mind, the nutrition, and the training itself. And then there's a whole section on nutrition where we actually advise nutrition plans and eating sort of eating habits and advice based on whether you're looking to gain muscle, looking to lose weight, or whether you're looking to just feel yourself for endurance or for sprint-based training or all different types of training. So, again, it's not the one size fits all. It's even giving different nutrition advice depending on what your different goals or what your goal might be. So hoping that, you know, this is something that can be used by anybody of any level, really, but anybody that wants to push themselves to the next level.
We only have a few minutes left in the interview. Can you just give me the Reader's Digest version of what the difference between fartlek training and interval training are as it relates to cardio training?
So fartlek and interval training. So interval training is taking segments of time or distance and performing a set number of repetitions of those distances or of those time segments with a set recovery in between. So you might do 10 times 100 meters on a treadmill or on a running track with 30 seconds rest. Fartlek training is, the word means speed play. So there's no set rules to fartlek training. Fartlek training is about almost making it go along. You might sprint between lampposts, then jog for a while. You might then decide to do some sort of sideways or backwards skipping until the next lamppost if you're in the park. So it's kind of just playing around with different variables of speeds, gradients, running styles or other modalities. So that's the main difference, really.
And you know what? We're learning now that integrating more play, like feelings, into training is very, very important. It sounds to me like fartlek is fun because it's random. You just decide on the spur. I think I'll run from here to there. Now I'll walk. Maybe I'm going uphill. Yeah. I'll go backwards uphill. So fartlek is kind of like have fun with it, in other words.
And what I find is that when we set fartlek training, people tend to push themselves harder because you're not tied into a set routine or a set structure. So you almost start off without any pressure. There's no pressure because you can do what you want to do, but you often find you will push yourself harder than you might have done otherwise. So we give lots of different programs for sort of fartlek ideas, for interval training ideas, power training. Power training, we talked about strength, but power training, you know, plyometrics, jumping, all those exercises that a lot of people don't include in their workout program, but are absolutely fantastic for your body shape, conditioning, bone density, all of these things. And we give some great examples, and they're fun. They're fun to do. It's almost like going back to when you were a kid and you jump on a trampoline or you have a pogo stick. I don't know if you have them in America. Yeah. Just things involving like jumping and bounding. And, you know, it's fun, but it's effective. But we tell you how to condition your body for that as well.
Better body workouts for women, more than 80 exercises and 30 workouts. It's available at superhumanradio.com. Caroline Pierce's website is carolinepierce, P-E-A-R-C-E, .co.uk. Caroline, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. And if you want to follow my Twitter, it's at Caroline Pierce, and I give lots of sort of links to articles and fitness and nutrition advice there as well.
I will follow you, and so will my audience. Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Oliver Gilley to talk about his rebuttal to the Lancet's position that vitamin D deficiency doesn't cause disease, it's just corollarily disease. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Mr. Bombastic, we want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Welcome back. So recently, The Lancet published an article that was picked up by every major news media outlet in the world that pays attention to vitamin D. And in its simplest terms, they said low vitamin D status is not does not cause disease. It's correlated to disease because basically sick people don't get out in the sun. My next guest is Dr. Oliver Gilley. How you doing, Dr. Gilley?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm waiting to speak with you.
Yes, and this is an important discussion because you took the brain power and the tenacity to write back to The Lancet in a very, very well done, well articulated paper, asking them basically to retract this position because there are errors in their estimation. Describe the paper that you published and sent to The Lancet.
Well, the paper that I published in The Lancet were saying that these two authors, Philip Otier and colleagues, and Mark Boland and colleagues, who had written two lengthy articles in The Lancet, were using mistaken reasoning in coming to their conclusions. They didn't want to accept that a lot of disease is associated with insufficient vitamin D. So they thought that the reason that people have low vitamin D when they're ill is because they don't get out in the sun enough, and they say that this is the explanation. Well, that is the explanation of for some people or for part of the low vitamin D. But we also know that low vitamin D is linked with disease in a number of different ways, and although proving causation isn't easy, it can be done in various ways other than by doing a controlled trial. But The Lancet wants to tell us that the only way to do it is with a controlled trial, and actually that has got problems. It isn't logical if you actually look at that in detail. I don't know whether you want me to say more about that.
Well,
it's a little bit complicated.
Here's what I do want to mention.
Yeah.
Isn't it popular for scientists these days to find a hot topic where the momentum is pro and to come out for a paper with a paper stating something that's against, because this gets a lot of views, a lot of attention? Could it be just that they're using this same approach that's used in media events to try to gain popularity by coming out against vitamin D because there's so much positive information about vitamin D?
Well, I think that maybe that may be part of it. But one of the authors, Philippe Autier, who has written this Nature Lancet article, he in the past has studied the effect of sunlight in producing melanoma. That's a kind of skin cancer that is pretty deadly. So there's a group of people who are, you might say, they're anti-sun, they're against sunshine. And being against sunshine, they don't want to believe that vitamin D is good for all sorts of things either, because vitamin D comes from the sun.
Right.
And therefore you have to believe in the sun.
Well, and see, and this is so humorous to me, because I see a lot of this issue arising from the fact that most people within the scientific community completely ignore or are ignorant about evolution. How can you not understand that for 4.6 million years, the sun has been one of the most powerful adaptogens to the humankind? And now to say, oh, well, stay out of the sun because it causes cancer, this is nonsense. Stay out of the sun because vitamin D isn't important. This is nonsense. How could they do this? Abandon critical thinking.
Well, we evolved in Africa, didn't we?
Yes.
And we've come a long way. Europeans, anyway, have come a long way from there. And you know, we've lost the pigment in our skin, which protected us from the sun. So you know, you can say that there's an issue there. But the interesting thing is that there is a lot of experimental evidence now that people who get in the UK, people in the UK who have a sunny weekend and go out in the sun at the weekend get less of this melanoma, this skin cancer, than people who don't. And it seems as if, well, we know that cancer is less likely if you take plenty of vitamin D. So it seems that the people who are avoiding the sun are putting themselves in danger because they're not getting enough vitamin D.
Well, Kristen, I want to propose something else to you. Right now, the reason that people even have an opportunity to challenge vitamin D research is because there seems to be conflicting results in a lot of controlled trials. Could it be the reason that we don't see consistent effects of vitamin D? Because remember, all of the vitamin D research has been spawned by the fact that people who live in sunny climates seem to be devoid of certain diseases. So is it possible that part of the reason we see conflicts within the scientific community about whether vitamin D is effective or not is because the way we study vitamin D is orally ingested, and that when vitamin D is put through the skin, there are pleiotropic effects occurring that we're just ignoring the importance of?
Well, I think it's certainly true that the sun does a lot of other things apart from provide us with vitamin D. There are other sort of big molecules that it catalyzes the production of, and we don't know too much about what they do. But we do know that it's involved in producing nitrous oxide in the skin, and that seems to have some role in protecting us from heart disease. So there's a lot we don't completely understand yet.
There's also a lot emerging discussions amongst the vitamin D researchers today about the importance of two other molecules that are produced in the skin as a result of the synthesis of vitamin D in the skin, and that is the pre-vitamin D, which is thought to only be a precursor to cholecalciferol, but may have an important role to play itself, and also vitamin D sulfate, which seems to be the one that is cardioprotective, but it doesn't seem to be produced in high quantities when orally taken vitamin D is used.
Well, you're absolutely right. There are these other molecules in the chain that produces the vitamin D molecule that we're very familiar with, and they're beginning to find out that as you say, that these have effects too, beneficial effects too. So you know, that's something to think about. We personally We don't get too much sunshine here, you know.
Right.
In Texas, you get an awful lot more sunshine than we get in London.
Right.
But what I tell people here in the UK is to get as much sun exposure as they can without burning. Take off as many clothes as they can, so that they're exposing as much skin as they decently can. You know, that depends on the occasion, doesn't it? I mean,
yes.
not everybody wants you to take your shirt off while you're visiting them in their garden.
Right.
But if you can, take your shirt off and wear shorts and get plenty of sun and don't put any sun cream on until you begin to feel that you might be burning.
An SPF of 8 reduces synthesis of pre-vitamin D and vitamin D in the skin by as much as 80%. So, and this is what a lot of people within the scientific community are starting to say, that being exposed to the rays of the sun but not synthesizing the vitamin D in the skin is where the melanoma is coming from. We see a lot more people wearing sunscreen today and the rate of skin cancer going up. Is it coincidence? I don't think so. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Dr. Gilley. I have more questions for you when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We shall return.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Oliver Gilley. He's a world-renowned scientist who's dedicated over a decade of his career to vitamin D research and recently wrote a paper basically saying that the Lancet needs to retract their paper, which gave a position that vitamin D is corollary, not causative, to disease. So you sent this paper into the Lancet. Have you gotten a response thus far, Dr. Gilley?
Well, this article that I'm talking about, which points out the error in the Lancet, was published in a journal called Public Health Nutrition, which is a peer-reviewed journal, very well-known, well-renowned journal. So it's not just my opinion. It's been reviewed by senior scientists who share my opinion. And what I'm saying in the article is that the Lancet has made a big mistake in scientific reasoning in publishing these papers by Otier and Bolland, which are saying that the observation that we have that low vitamin D is associated with disease is not causative. It's true that it's not been proved to be causative, but they say that it's actually caused by a reverse causality. The people who are sick don't get out in the sun so much, and therefore they get low vitamin D. So they're saying it's the opposite of what I think is the explanation.
There's a lot of things that type of logic could be applied to that we already know would not make sense. So this approach obviously is one of analysis, statistical analysis, correct?
Well, it's the way that the reasoning is done. It's the statistical analysis is there, and I'm not saying that they've made mistakes in their arithmetic or anything of that kind. I'm saying they've made a mistake in their reasoning, in the conclusion that they've come to, which I think is a more serious kind of error to make, because you know, they make it, and if the Lancet doesn't correct it, other people can go on making it. Have I explained that properly?
Absolutely. And I think in the paper that your position paper, you point out something, an analogy about rickets and using this type of logic, correct?
Well, the rickets is a very good example, but it's a well understood disease, and it occurs in young people, and particularly small children, but it can continue to bother children if it's not dealt with up until they stop growing. If vitamin D is given to them when the rickets is first noticed, then the rickets can be cured if they're still growing. But once they've stopped growing, if their limbs are bent and distorted as a result of the rickets, giving them vitamin D can't cure that. It's fixed because they've gone through that stage and they're at another stage. Now, this is the same with other things like multiple sclerosis. The nervous system matures, and if you don't get enough vitamin D at certain stages, you can develop multiple sclerosis or diabetes, type 1 diabetes, the kind that requires insulin, or another one, autism, which is a really sad disease. And it seems that is also linked to insufficient vitamin D in early life.
So applying this reverse logic to rickets, for instance, would be something like this. These children have low vitamin D because they have rickets and they don't go out in the sun and play enough. Right? I mean, that's basically the approach. That instead of saying the low vitamin D is causing the rickets, they're going to say, no, they have low vitamin D because they just don't go out and play enough because they have rickets.
That may be true, but you can cure it by giving them vitamin D.
And that's my point. And a lot of the research, and again, I come back to the problem with research today. I think, and I'm going to do this, and it's shameless, but I think that until we get the message that vitamin D that goes through the skin does different things than vitamin D that goes through the gut, or even that's injected intramuscularly, okay, looking at just 25-hydroxy in and of itself is a mistake, that there are pleiotropic things going on in the skin as a result of the delivery of pre-vitamin D and its conversion to cholecalciferol and vitamin D sulfate and all of its other metabolites downstream that we are missing out on. And this, in my humble opinion, and I'm not a scientist, I'm just a guy who does a radio show, but this is why we are seeing conflicting results in controlled trials. We have to get away from just looking at oral vitamin D.
Carl, this gets you into another deep controversy, and that's sunbeds. You know, the people there are a group of dermatologists who have made sunbeds into, you know, they sort of picture them as kind of hell on earth. That, you know, cause disease and all the rest of it. Whereas, in fact, you go on the sunbed, you get a lot of vitamin D, which is going to be good for you. Now, you can stay on the sunbed too long and get bad burns, but that's another thing altogether. And, you know, you just have to be careful in how these things are used. But you can actually get a very precise dose of UVB,
yes,
it gives you the vitamin D and all these other things that you're talking about.
Yes, and see, this is the problem, because we as humans, we think if a little bit is good, a lot more is better. And here's an interesting fact about the synthesis of vitamin D, and please correct me, Dr. Gilley, if I get it wrong. But in fact, sun turns a type of cholesterol, 7-hydroxy cholesterol into pre-vitamin D, and then pre-vitamin D turns into D3 over time. However, continuous exposure to the sun blunts the conversion to cholecalciferol because the body has a negative feedback loop that goes, oh, if you're going to be in the sun 10 hours a day, we're not going to convert all of this into D3 and then hydroxy. So it limits the conversion. So people who go in their sunbed like every other day, every third day, see a greater rise in D production than people who go in every single day.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about anything about that in detail, but my understanding is that if you've got bright sun like you have in Texas, 20 minutes to half an hour in that sunshine at one time will give you more than enough vitamin D to get you into the optimum level. But, you know, we never get the chance in the UK to get that kind of exposure.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a very cloudy climate here. So even on sunny days, the clouds coming and going. So, you know, we just have to get as much as we can.
So when will you know if the Lancet is going to retract their paper, their position?
Well, I've asked them if they could do that within the next 2 weeks. You know, I have to ask them at the end of 2 weeks if they haven't done it, if they intend to do it. And if I don't get a positive answer, then I'll have to send out another press release saying that The Lancet is refusing to retract these articles. I personally think that they should never have been published. And but then, you know, people make mistakes, and we all have to understand that people make mistakes. If they correct them, that's absolutely fine. But if they refuse to correct them, then that puts their mistake in a different sort of light.
Yeah, and you're welcome back on the show when you hear back from them, because we need to, there's an old saying that the truth's greatest friend is the light of day. And the more people who know that The Lancet is taking this position erroneously, the more pressure is put on them, where they will not be viewed as a fair-handed journal any longer. That they have a position, and it's not with the truth of science, but it's a position, period. They have no place to have a position in anything at all other than the publication of truth.
Well, I agree. I think that they put themselves in a very awkward position if they don't publish any kind of a correction. But I think the present situation is that the editor of The Lancet, and we're talking here about The Lancet, The Lancet is a stable of publications. So there's The Lancet, and then there's The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, which these articles have been published in. And the editor of that particular journal, Lancet Journal, has more or less, she's sticking up for her authors at the moment. I'm hoping she may change her tune, but we just have to see.
Yeah. Listen, Dr. Gilley, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today.
Well, that's been a pleasure. Are we finishing now?
Yes, we are finishing now. But you are welcome back. I will keep in touch with you after you hear from The Lancet. We'll get you back on the air, okay?
Okay, that'll be good.
Take care. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and we have the news at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Leslie Reichert, because there is something in your household that's causing two children every hour to be potentially poisoned, and you should know what that is. Then we're going to talk about how do you know if you're not poisoning yourself with your cookware. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So right now, there's something in your household that if you have young children in the household, even idiots like me, by the way, Leslie's laughing right now because she knows what I'm going to talk about, can potentially poison your child. Two children an hour generate calls to poison control because of this. Not all of them are poisoned, but some of them do get very sick from this, and some do get poisoned, depending on the amount that they ingest. And this is something you would never think of, that A, is toxic, and B, attracts your child to eating it. We're talking right now with Leslie Reichert. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Yeah, you got
okay,
it right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know Leslie. She's been on the show before. She's the green cleaning coach. And your website is greencleaningcoach.com, right?
That's it.
Thank you. So what is it that I'm alluding to, Leslie, that children love to eat and it's not good for them?
Well, you're talking about those little laundry pods that everybody's talking about right now.
You know, these little, and I got to tell you a story. So when Elisa and I first started living together, I had always ever bought dishwashing detergent that was either a liquid or a powder that you poured or you squeezed the jug and squirted into the little reservoir. But when I started living with Elisa, she had this little bucket of these little plastic pellets, if you will, you know, probably an inch by an inch square. And they were filled with powder. And I didn't put two and two together that the outer portion of it was a cellulose that would dissolve. So the very first time I did the dishes at her house, I actually bit the corner of it to open it and got a mouthful of soap powder and some liquid that was in there too.
I apologize for laughing. I had told you that before.
Oh, she called me an idiot for a week. She goes, I can't believe you did that. I says, I'd never saw those before. But more importantly, they're so beautiful. The companies that make these pods for both laundry detergent and dishwashing detergent now, they use the brightest colors, you know, candy apple red and sunburst orange. And your kids look at it and go, candy.
Exactly.
And kids put the whole thing in their mouth and eat it and end up getting so violently ill that it's 17,000 plus children a year eat those pods, and according to a New York Times article, that number is highly underreported because most parents don't call poison control.
Right. Yep. And it's just I don't know how old you are, but back in the day when we were kids, do you ever remember seeing the Mr. Yuck label they used to put on the?
No, I'm 56, but I don't remember that one. I don't remember.
Oh, that was a big that was done by the poison control long ago, but. You know, we just kind of forget about the fact that the stuff that we have in our house is very dangerous.
And really looks at, but looks appetizing to children, right? It looks good. Yeah. It looks like looks like candy.
Yes, this is the big thing right now because those little pods are definitely being packaged to be beautiful. And they're see-through. That's the big thing. So anything that's inside, you can see right through. And you've got the beautiful sky blues and, as you said, the candy apple red and you know, if you were hungry and you were a little kid that was 5 years old, it would be very enticing.
It looks just like what's that Skittles. It looks like the color of Skittles.
Yeah.
So okay, so now the second bad thing about this is because this is not designed to be eaten, the manufacturers of these products have no responsibility to put on the label or disclose to anyone what's in this stuff.
No, actually what they're doing right now is they're calling for these guys to do it voluntarily. And I think they're going to, because of the outcry that's going on right now, it'll happen. You know, they're talking about putting on warning labels, not to make them see-through. The third one is making them child-resistant, which means, you know, that'll be like trying to get into your Tylenol bottle. Nobody will be able to do it, but that's, you know, that's what they're calling for right now.
These things, and the worst part is, wouldn't you think that how many decades now have we stored these toxic chemicals, drain cleaners, rat poison, and other industrial chemicals below our sink, just at the perfect height for a toddler to be inquisitive about? And who stores stuff down there that has children? Now, you know, they sell those child-proof locks. We had them when I had children, where you had it would open so far and then it would stop and you had to push your finger down on it to open it the rest of the way. But it's like, when are we going to get it that just don't put the stuff down there? Find some place up high to put it.
And that's where I see this as a bigger issue, which I don't think anybody's connected the dot yet other than you, which was, you know, if you take that pod and put it in your mouth as a small child, I think the one death was a 7-month-old, the stuff that's inside of that pod is the same stuff you're putting into their clothing. It's dangerous. It's nasty. If it can kill your child, it shouldn't even be near them, even in their clothing. And you know, there's a little connect the dot thing there, which is, you know, maybe that's why we have skin irritations. Maybe that's why there's all these different asthma and allergy. They're not connecting that dot yet for us.
No, we know what, and that's a good, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But you know what I just thought of? Would you store a loaded gun without a trigger lock on it under the sink there? Of course not, if you have children in the house. So why would you store any poison, anything toxic, anything harmful at all down there at all? Why?
Well, did you read about the little 7-month-old that actually was killed from it? He was sleeping in the laundry basket, and the pods were in the basket with him.
The mom must have thought, oh, how cute. She probably put a picture up on Facebook. Look how cute he is sleeping in the – no, I'm serious. Look how cute he is rolled up like a little kitty cat in the laundry basket.
Right, and there he was sleeping with the pods. And again – you know, not everybody understands how dangerous this stuff is, and that's what we really need to get across. Is, like you said, it's like a loaded gun. We need to watch what we're doing and make sure that if you're going to have it in the house, it has to be someplace where nobody could get to it. Because, I don't know, when my son was little, he could crawl anywhere. It's not just, you know, underneath the sink is dangerous. It's anywhere in the home can be a danger point.
Yeah, if they want it, they're going to try to get it. Okay, so what are the alternatives to these toxic, chemically laden dishwashing detergent and clothing detergent pods? Are there safer alternatives?
There's lots of different alternatives. It depends on how much time you have. I wrote a book a few years ago, and it was called The Joy of Green Cleaning. And what I did was we took old-fashioned recipes and recreated them and found out that things that you could use in your pantry, the ingredients like baking soda, lemon juice, salt, those things actually can do a nice job of cleaning. But if you don't want to go through that process, there are lots of greener cleaners that are out there on the market.
Is borax dangerous? Because I remember when I was a kid, they used to mine borax. They used to have my mother used to wash our clothes with borax. It had a picture of a 20 mule team wagon on it. And I always thought borax was natural. It came out of the earth. Is borax dangerous or is it harmful?
You're right. It is mined. It's mined in Death Valley. It's a really high... The best way I can describe it is it's just a very high potent salt. If you eat it, that's the one test. So I've worked with, there's a company called Turi Labs. They're actually a division of UMass Lowell, and they've done the research on it. If you ingest it, a lot of it, it can connect to a lot of different issues.
Like over a long period of time or in one big dose, you mean?
Both. If you're eating, but again, you're back to ingesting it. I've never recommended using it to eat in my recipes. It's a great booster for laundry. But there's an alternative. If you want to get your clothes clean but you don't want to use the borax, which a lot of people are staying away from now, you can just use oxygen bleach. It works just as well.
Is that peroxide?
It's dehydrated hydrogen peroxide. You're right on. Exactly.
Because you know what? We use that in our pool now. We got away. Elisa and I got away from chlorine.
Mm,
and we use a product called Bacuacil. And it's basically a hydrogen peroxide-based product. And the water smells just like lake water.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't smell like chlorine anymore, and it's wonderful, and it's not harmful to your body.
Yep, and that's exactly what's happened in the laundry. Instead of using a chlorine-based bleach, which actually is very caustic and pull the color out of your clothes, you can use an oxygen-based bleach, and it does a fabulous job.
And did OxyClean lead to this revolution?
That's OxyClean is a version of an oxygen bleach. There are different, concentrations, if you will. If you look at the ingredient list on the back of some of the different oxygen bleach, it's the hydrogen peroxide, which has a different name, and then there's also soda ash, which is kind of like a filler.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how much soda ash and how much.
So they cut it because that stuff is very expensive, so they cut it, in other words. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about safer alternatives to use in your home. We're talking with Leslie Reichert. Her website is greencleaningcoach.com. There are loads of great information that you can start doing right now to make your home safer, not just for your kids, but for yourself. We're going to talk about skin allergies and irritation and what you're absorbing from your clothes when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Leslie Reichert. There are all sorts of dangers that lurk around your home. And some of the worst offenders are not the ones that you think about, but that you come in contact with all the time and your children are exposed to all the time. Okay, so moving past the idea that children are being poisoned by these pods. So if you have a child and you have these pods, treat them like poison. Make sure they're up and away. Don't leave them laying around. And clearly know that your child will put it in its mouth if it gets a chance to. So treat it like poison. That's number one. 17,000 children a year are poisoned by these pods. Number two, rethink what you're using on your clothes. You spend 10, 12 hours a day with your clothes rubbing up against you. And whatever is used to clean them is rubbing up against you. So let's talk about that. Since you've been doing this, have you seen evidence of skin issues related to laundry detergents and softeners and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Can I tell you a little story?
Oh, please. I love stories, Leslie.
So I have a lady that was working with me, and she was talking about how she had been going to the doctor and she had this skin rash and it was all over the place. And I said, you know, Lynn, did you ever think about the fact that it could be what you're using to wash your clothes with? And she's like, well, no, I went to the doctor. He never mentioned that. And I'm like, they usually don't. I don't know why they don't go there first.
I know why, but we'll say that later. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I said, you know, just let's try something for fun. And she said, okay. So I mixed her up an old-fashioned laundry soap, and it just has four simple ingredients. So it's baking soda, washing soda, soap flakes, which you can now get from London,
right,
and oxygen bleach. So just four simple things. I can tell you each one, no fragrance or anything. And I said, now just put a couple tablespoons in, use it like a powdered detergent like you would, quarter cup, whatever, and use it for a few weeks and then come back and tell me. She was like, within 3 days she came back, she's like, my rash is gone. I said, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You're right. You know, you're exactly right. You're using stuff that's got all sorts of different irritants in it. It's laying in your clothing, and your clothing is laying on your skin for 12 to 14 hours a day. Hello?
You know what? Don't ever go to your doctor and ask him a question like this. Just don't. Because this is, you know what? I feel sorry for doctors because they must look like deer in headlights when someone comes to them and goes, you know, a friend of mine told me that this eczema or this skin rash you've been treating me with steroids for the past year may be from my laundry detergent. Don't expect them to go, yeah, that might be it. They're not going to do it. They can't. It's not in their repertoire. It's just not in their repertoire. It's not in their vocabulary. It's not in their knowledge base. So don't even ask them. So okay, the recipe you just gave is up on your website, right?
Mm-hmm. And if they go in, you can go on the right-hand side and just put in your email address, and then you'll get 10 different videos with all other sorts of different recipes, but one of them is the laundry soap recipe.
Now, I got to believe that making your own laundry soap really reduces the cost of doing laundry, because has anyone paid attention to how flippin' expensive laundry detergent is? You know, they have these, extra concentrated does 42 loads for $17. 42 yeah. loads. Let me do the math. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most households, if you have children, you're doing 3 loads a day.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny when you break it down, you can break it down per price per load. And people feel really good if they can get it down to 35 cents a load. And that's, I mean, you think about it, that's a dollar a day on laundry soap. But if you make your own, I mean, a box of baking soda, a large box of baking soda is only $2. You know, you got salt, okay, there's another dollar.
Flakes.
The most expensive thing is the soap flakes, and you can actually make those yourself if you want to with ivory soap.
I was just going to say, they used to make it with ivory. You just chip ivory soap up. You just you get like a cheese grater and grate ivory soap.
Yeah, and the real trick is putting it in the freezer. So you put the ivory soap bars in the freezer,
so it flakes
and then
better.
They don't turn. Yeah, so it flakes. And then you've got the oxygen bleach, which again you can buy a huge tub for maybe $6 at the most.
So how much you have invested? Let's see. So you probably got about $10 invested there if you chip your own ivory soap up using a grater. And how many loads will that all that do?
I would say you're probably at 100 to 120
for $10. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that bottle of Tide and go, oh, the Super Concentrate does 46 loads for $17, think about that next time. $10, 150 loads.
Yeah, so you're down to under 10 cents a load.
And you're not absorbing this crap that they don't even tell you what it is, that if you knew what it is, you'd go, oh, wait a minute, I'm coming in contact with that. I'm putting my children in contact with that 10 hours a day?
Yeah. The other thing that I'm really frustrated with, and I have to do with it even in my own family, is people love the smell of their laundry soap.
Yeah.
Love it. They're addicted to it. You know, one of the things that's really toxic, even if you go over to like Mother Earth Living, they have a laundry chemicals to avoid. One of them is the fragrance.
You know why, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what they use to encapsulate fragrance with? Well, my audience knows what this is when I say the word, because we've done shows on it. Phthalates.
Mm-hmm.
Phthalates
exactly.
are as worse than BPA. They're absorbed through the skin. They attach to both the estrogen and androgen receptor. They block testosterone and estrogen. They mimic hormones. They wreak havoc. They're so dangerous that the Population Control Bureau did a study on the effects of phthalates on humans and aquatic life. Phthalates are causing male fish to develop female body parts.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that next time you love your fragrance. I hate things with fragrance for that reason, because I'm afraid of the phthalates.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, even my own family, like we have in our family, we know that every family has a smell. You know, if you go into somebody's house, they have a scent, whether you like it or not. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but everybody has a different smell. Well, unfortunately, because I don't use anything that has fragrances in it, our house smells like nothing, which is a good thing, because that's the smell of clean.
Right.
But when they go over to their friend's house and they smell the Tide, it's like, oh, Mom, couldn't we please use
and the
that?
And the fantastic that she's cleaning the countertop with and all
this
other. Yeah.
It's just like, no, you know, unfortunately, the smell of clean doesn't have a smell.
But now, couldn't I take fresh lavender, fresh rosemary, and grind it up and mix it in? Or would that end up getting caught up in the clothing and make it dirty?
You know what we do is, when I do have to break down, we'll use the essential oils.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
So you just drop, you know, like you can, in that big thing that I just made, so 4 or 5 cups of all those ingredients, I'll put like 7 to 9 drops of a different
lavender
oil
or something. There you go.
Yep, and it just makes it smell exactly like they want it to smell.
Okay, I'm going to sound like Dr. Oz now, okay?
Because
he's obviously more successful than I am. Okay, now you're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to take a commercial break, because when we come back, we're going to talk about how you're poisoning your family every time you cook something for them. That's right. So you have to stay tuned. We're talking with Leslie Reichert. The website is it's greencleaningcoach.com. Everything there is free. What are you waiting for? Go there and detoxify your family. And guys, don't think this is all about the girls. You need to get involved too. Go there. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Okay. Tonight, you're going to go home, ladies, and some of you men, and purposely poison yourself and your family. I predict that. You're going to do it. I can tell you with complete assuredness that at least 50% of this audience is going to poison themselves and their family tonight on purpose. You know how, Leslie?
I do. Go ahead and tell them.
They're going to cook something in a Teflon pan.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it because it's easy to clean up and the food comes right off and it's just easier than doing it this way and that way. And then on top of that, you're frozen by fear to go out and change your cookware, because what is good to cook in? And you know who knows the answer to that? Leslie Reichert does.
Well, you know, it's getting so hard to choose nowadays, because every time you think you found something that might be safe, they come out and say, well, maybe not. That's not really the choice. And I understand then you get frozen with fear because you don't know what is the right choice. So it's a tough thing, you know, and it's a lot of information can be paralyzing. That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay, so interestingly enough, people out there say, well, I cook in stainless steel, but there's emerging research that there's nickel in stainless steel and you absorb that. Here's the bottom line. Whatever you cook in, when it's a metal, and you, especially if you cook in high heat, if you want to brown something, some molecules of that metal will become attracted to the food and impregnate the food. And those who cook in cast iron usually absorb a lot of iron. And that's why cast iron is actually good in some cases if you're not cooking five meals a day in it. But if you cook three or four meals a week in it, you know, you can actually get some residual iron from cast iron, and especially oxidized, but not all of it's oxidized, because if you're doing it right, you're seasoning, and I don't mean salt and pepper, you're putting oil on your cast iron to keep it from rusting. Well, guess what? The rust is what you want if you want the iron from your cast iron, right?
So yeah, that's a visual some people don't want to
see.
Yeah,
I know.
Too.
But interestingly enough, and I'm just going to put it right out there, and is this the answer? There's, back in the day, especially on the plains, if you watch a good cowboy movie, you remember that coffee pot, and it was covered in a very, very thick blue ceramic. That's making a resurgence, because people are going, hey, you know what? That might have been the best non-stick cookware that we ever had. It's better than Teflon. Oh, my God. Everything just pours right out of it. What do you think of it, Leslie?
I like it a lot. Actually, you do have to be careful with it, because if it does start to chip, that's, you know, and that's kind of the measuring stick for all of your cookware. If you have a little scratch or a chip in it, then you really need to pay attention to it, because you're leaching stuff into it every time you use it. So, you know, I'm a big proponent. I do like cast iron. I can bake in it. You can take it really high heat and it doesn't have a problem. We don't have issues with iron in our family.
Well, you probably keep your, but my point was, you probably keep your cast iron well seasoned. You probably take care of it and make sure that it's well oiled when you put it away. Like my mother used to actually, after she would wash her cast iron, she would pour just a little olive oil in it and rub it around her hand, and then she'd put it away. But then you got to wipe it clean, because it attracts dust when it's sitting in, you know, so there's a, cooking with cast iron requires, a process.
Right, you're right. And that's what I think you have, this show today is, you're talking about convenience versus safety.
Right.
You know,
yeah, weighing it out.
Same thing. Yep. And you have to just weigh it out. I do like that, the cast iron that's got the ceramic covering over top of it. I think those are great. It's they call it ceramic enameled cookware. Very nice. Easy to clean. You know, you can cover it, use it in the oven, really high heat as well, and the cleanups are pretty minimal. So that's not a bad choice.
Okay. So now there's all different qualities of ceramic cookware, and here's where it gets kind of challenging. So I remember my mother and my grandmother had ceramic cookware when I was a kid, and it had cast iron inside of it, because when it did chip, it rusted.
Yeah.
So if you have ceramic cookware that's aluminum on the inside, and it chips, then you got the same problems as cooking with aluminum and stainless steel and so on. But with that being said, what a lot of companies are doing now is they're making cast iron cookware with the minimum. Ceramic cookware with the minimum of ceramic coating. And while this may be well within your price range, it may not last very long, because that's the stuff that's gonna. You scrape it, it chips. The other stuff, you had to bang it. You'd knock a chip out like that was a quarter inch thick. It would knock out it looked like a nickel came out of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's that same old, you get what you pay for. You know, the really nice cookwares that are very healthy and very safe are also expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we get into that discussion. And I say, well, if money is an issue, and you can deal with a little bit of inconvenience, go with the cast iron because it's not expensive.
Yes.
It really is not.
And it even, you know? It used to be called pig iron back in the day. Cast iron cooks very evenly. It's friendly to cook surfaces as well as gas ranges. It's always, almost always completely flat at the bottom. And as long as you just remember, you don't have to season it every time you put it away like my mother did because she was really a fanatic about it. But as long as it always has that oily finish to it, it won't rust. Mm-hmm. And if it does rust, you scrape it clean with the steel wool, and you just reseason it and cook and heat it up and reseason it, and it turns black again and you're done.
And I will tell you, too, the one thing about a lot of the different cookwares is you shouldn't really be using any kind of a soap on it, because just the same way as it's leaching the minerals into your food, the soap is leaching into the porous pits of the cookware.
Especially cast iron. Yeah.
Yeah, cast iron will hold it. The other thing is if you have, like, stoneware, everyone likes their Pampered Chef stuff, you don't use any kind of soap on it at all. Just wash it. And
Just washing it by water.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And scrub it.
There's some great tools out there that'll do a nice job for you, and you don't have to use soap. There's one that's come from Germany. It's called a Skoy scrub. It's called Skoy scrub. It's very abrasive, but yet it doesn't scratch. All you do is put that in there with water, and you can clean up most anything.
And so it's a powder?
No. It's actually a tool. It's kind of like a cloth.
Uh-huh.
If you touch it, it feels like a little mini porcupine. And it's just enough, it's just abrasive enough that you put that with water and you can scrub out the inside of the pot or pan or whatever you're dealing with, and you don't have to use any cleaner, no chemicals.
Oh.
I'm a big one for using technology instead of a chemical.
And a little elbow grease.
You know, it's so easy. The other thing is there's a gentleman that's made a cast iron, if I'm going to have a moment now, if I can remember what he calls it. But it's actually, you know what malware is? Divers? Yes.
Yeah.
So he's taken this little tiny tube, it's like 4-inch by 4-inch square malware. Use that on cast iron. Mm. You don't ever need to use a soap or anything. It cleans it perfectly.
I could see how that would work. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. You can I just killed my mic. greencleaningcoach.com to learn more. Leslie gives freely all this type of advice. You could take advantage of it today. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store
or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Leslie Reichert. Her website is greencleaningcoach.com. Greencleaningcoach.com. I keep wanting to say the. I don't know why.
The
greencleaningcoach.com. No, greencleaningcoach.com. You can learn. And you know, a lot of websites are trying to sell a product, and Leslie's just trying to teach you things. And these are the best kind of websites where you can just go and get information free for the asking. But now the magic is applying it. So you go there and you learn about something like microfiber and cleaning windows. But then you got to do it. And you got to do this stuff, okay? Because every day we come in contact with things that are affecting our health and the health of our loved ones. The cooking cookware that we're talking about, the detergents that we use to wash our dishes and then eat off of, or wash our clothes and then wear all day long. And it's great to listen to these shows and go, wow, that's a great idea. But you've got to set some time aside out of your busy life to go to the website, write down the recipes, order the materials, and start doing it. Because knowing about it, acknowledging the problem, and then doing nothing about it is, I think it was Einstein who said, doing the same thing over and over again but expecting different results is a form of insanity. Mm-hmm. So you got to do it. So Leslie, you're a busy person. How do you make time to do all these things? How much time does it take for you to prepare the things that you prepare to keep yourself and your family safe?
Well, actually, I save time by doing it. This is the scarier part, is that a lot of the things that I show on the website are time efficient as well as greener. So there's no good reason to not do them. For example, when you were talking about cleaning the windows with microfiber cloth, I mean, it's a one-step deal. You just use a wet cloth, you wipe it on the windows, and it dries on its own. You don't have to dry it. There's no spraying. So I'm actually taking two steps out of my cleaning process for my windows. People still won't do it.
Isn't that funny?
I don't get it.
How long does it take for you to blend laundry detergent? Like, you probably do it like once a month or something like that?
Oh, yeah. And you're right. It takes me about 10 minutes. I mean, the boxes are all up, very up high, again, in my laundry. And, you know, it's down. It's four scoops. You mix it up, you put it in a glass container, and poof, you're done. It's not a big deal.
And you're saying you're using tablespoons of it. You're not using cups and half cups of it, right?
Right. Two tablespoons for a load.
Here's something that I learned. When I first moved to Las Vegas, I was an optician. And I couldn't get work as an optician because they wouldn't accept my license. So I had to go into sales. So I started selling water conditioners door to door.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went in for our training, they said, look, if you use the amount of soap powder recommended by the soap powder manufacturers, you will always have residual soap left in your clothes, even if it goes through a rinse cycle and then spins and you dry it. And to prove it, they would take a piece of clothing that someone had washed already and put it in a washing machine with no soap, and it would make suds.
Absolutely.
And then they would run it and wring it and rinse it and dry it and put it in a washing machine again. It would make suds again. And this is something people don't get. People think, oh, this is a really dirty load of laundry. And see, this is the manufacturers of soap powder have conditioned you to think this because they sell soap powder. And the sooner you run out, you buy more. But you can, chances are, even use the poison soap powder you're using now at a tablespoon and do a whole load of laundry with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they hear you say a tablespoon, they probably think, oh, how could that be? I got to use a half cup a month. No, you probably don't have to use a half cup of that either.
Oh, no. You're right. They've done an incredible job of mind warping us. They really have. You know, you think the more is better. You know, I always say that guys in the United States, that's their motto. If a little is good, more is better. And that's what the laundry soap industry has done for us.
Right, they give you that scooper. It says, you know,
yeah,
here's a half.
Say, they give you that great big lid, yeah. And they tell you to fill it up to the top. No, don't go to the light.
And I'll tell you something else. The other problem with a lot of laundry detergents, and my mother taught me this, is they use particulate matter, like borax, for instance. It uses, these are crystalline materials that are abrasive, and they break down the material over time. The soap powder that you're using right now that comes from Tide or whoever, another offender is Arm & Hammer. Everybody thinks Arm & Hammer is so good. That stuff wears your clothes out faster.
Well, and it's really interesting, too, because I have a background in chemistry, and there's two different distinct things that detergent does versus soap. So when you're using a detergent, the whole science of detergent is that some of it is supposed to stay in your clothes. It latches onto the fabric, and then the science of it is that when you have a body oil or something like that, instead of going onto the fabric, it latches onto the detergent. And then when you wash
a
little bit.
Hence the word deter.
Yeah. So it's meant to stay in your clothes. It's not supposed to come out. So instead of getting into the fibers, it's getting into the detergent.
Which means,
so once you figure this out, you're like, soap was old-fashioned, it went in, it surrounded the body oil, and then it pulled out of the clothing. So
that's considered a surfactant, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what that's doing, is it's pulling it away from the clothing.
Right.
And it rinses totally out of your clothes. So those laundry soaps that you can see, there's a couple of them that are still out on the market, those rinse out of your clothes. Detergents don't, which is why you have skin issues, and it's across the board.
That little bit of information is worth listening to the entire interview. That's light bulb just went off on my head. It's like, hence the word deter. It deters things from sticking to it. Surfactants remove things from the surface.
Yes, exactly. So it's a totally different. And it happened, I think, I met a lady that actually worked at like Procter & Gamble long ago, and she was very proud of the fact that they had made the switch from soap to detergent. It was a huge invention. They were hoorahing themselves for coming up with this idea, because what it did do was it stopped that big, dirty ring in your laundry, in your washing machine.
Oh,
because
man.
Women didn't like the dirty ring that soap left.
And I remember back in the day, I don't know how many people remember this, but they used to have bluing tablets. So when you did, because when you wash shirts over and over again, they started getting a yellow dinge to them. So they'd put bluing in, the blue tablets would turn it back to a white.
Well, do you want to know the science about that?
No, yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
So the reason why you have to put bluing, because white is a color. People don't realize that, but white
so
is
it's
a
not,
color.
It's not devoid of color. It is a color. Okay, okay.
Right. And so what happens is when you're using chlorine bleach, you're stripping the color out of the clothing. So what happens is when they start to turn those different grays and yellows and all that other thing, you're pulling the white out. So the bluing actually is like a light dye. You have to mix it up with it, you know, like a quart of water. You put the little tablespoon of bluing in
right.
there, and you're putting color back into your white.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
You know, we don't think about this, but the closest thing that you have in your life to a chemistry lab is what you do with your household products.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember when, women were, you know, cleaning toilets with Comet and Mr. Clean, and they were there was a reaction, and they were passing out in their bathrooms because the gas that was being created. Then they had to remove something from one of them. I remember they were, but
oh
know,
yeah, well, yep, it was because what they were doing was they're creating mustard gas in their toilet.
Yeah, yeah, mustard gas.
Yeah,
that's
a combination of bleach and ammonia.
Yeah. So I mean, so you know, you think about this stuff like, oh, you know, every day, you know, you wash your bathroom and clean the ground, you got the scrubbing bubbles. You've got some dangerous stuff in your hands right there.
Absolutely, you've got it. And the cool thing is if you think about it, you have the same processes in food, so that you can use things like distilled white vinegar is a natural acid. You can use that instead of the chemical. You've got lemon juice, which is a natural bleach. You've got salt, which is a natural softener for the water, and it's also a natural scrub.
Oh.
I mean, you have everything. Baking soda is a natural lifter. You've got everything there. You can just mix these things up, and they work really
but
well.
But I was going to say, a lot of people probably think, but how can that work as well as this stuff that Procter & Gamble or some company has invested all these millions of dollars to research and design? How can that stuff be as good?
It really is. It's just because we've got away from it, and we don't trust the fact that vinegar can actually kill 98% of the bacteria.
Yeah.
But it does.
Yep, yep. This is such great information. You have to go to greencleaningcoach.com. You need make it your objective in 2015 to make your home safer and less toxic. You don't have to overhaul the entire house. Start with one thing. Start with something that really can have an impact. The clothing soap, the laundry soap that you use now that your children and spouse and you are coming in contact with for 10, 12, 15 hours a day, then sleeping in pajamas in it. Start there. Just that. Make that your objective for 2015.
You're so right. You got it right there. And it's just one single step. Just take that one step.
Yeah.
And you can make a world of difference.
And then if you feel like, oh, my God, you know, I usually get real dry skin. I'm not getting it anymore. And because I can tell you it happens to me. If I wear socks, I get dry skin in my lower ankles. And if I don't wear socks, I don't get it. And it's got to be the socks. You know what I mean?
It's the laundry soap that you're using.
Yeah. So start with that. And if you start noticing, wow, this is having a positive effect on me, then go deeper. Say, gee, maybe I can change the way I clean countertops. Maybe I can change the cookware. Maybe, and take these small steps. But here's the thing you need to do first. You have to go to greencleaningcoach.com for all the free information so you can make these choices and these decisions that will improve your life and the life of your loved ones for 2015. Leslie, thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, absolutely. It was a real pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We'll talk soon. All right, so there you have it. What a great show this has been. We talked about a lot of great stuff. I have to thank all of my guests, but first I have to find out who they were. of course, I want to thank Dr. Oliver Gilley for coming on and talking about the importance of ignoring the vitamin D status research that was published in The Lancet. Also, I want to thank Caroline Pierce. Her website is Caroline Pearce, PEARCE.co.uk. Her book is Better Body Workouts for Women. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. And then, of course, Leslie Reichert. Her website is greencleaningcoach.com. There is just way too many things to thank Leslie for. Go to her website. Check it out. Make that one change for 2015. Change what you use to wash your clothes in. And, of course, if you have those laundry pods or cleaning detergent pods for the dishwasher, please, please, please keep them out of reach of children. 17,000 children a year are poisoned because they look like candy, but they are poison. So take those steps. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.